Joined now by Ronna Romney McDaniel, the current chairwoman of the Republican National Committee and the former chairwoman of the Michigan Republican Party. Ronna Romney McDaniel, thank you for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you. Since the last time we talked, a lot has transpired in politics, and I want to start off with just something that has been that obviously captivated our attention last week. The president of the United States had this dinner with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Not long after that, it kind of sounded like he was edging towards maybe passing some sort of Dream Act without wall conditions. And is it your sense, at your perch at the RNC, that Donald Trump is becoming a Democrat?
Not even close. The president is pragmatic. He recognizes that to get things done for the American people, he's going to have to work across party lines. Of course, we don't have the 60-vote threshold you need in the Senate to get things done. And he's focused on getting things done. And that's actually what people want around the country. They want to see Washington finally start getting things done that'll help their lives.
All right, well, let's talk about getting things done. The big push this week, a couple pieces of legislation. One of them is tax reform. What's the next thing we can expect to hear from the Republican Party on tax reform?
Well, the president's been laser focused on this. He's been traveling around the country and recognizing that we need to bring tax relief to the middle class. We need to lower our corporate tax rate so that we're competitive with the rest of the world. You're seeing that discussion taking place in Congress, and they're going to come out and I think have the votes to get this done, but they're working across party lines to hopefully find relief for the middle class of this country.
Go ahead, Mary.
No, I was just going to say, you know, what always bothers me when I hear this from politicians is they're always going to help the middle class. Everyone thinks they're middle class. And when they never define what middle class is, and what bothers me is what's middle class in New York is not, or D.C., isn't middle class in Wyoming. You know, there's such a difference. How do we define middle class? How do Republicans define middle class?
Well, I think that's a fair point. It is different state by state. Obviously, cost of living and the tax burden in each state is different. You know, some of the numbers that I've seen is a family of making $55,000 a year would get close to $5,000 in tax savings. That's a huge relief for a family. The other part of it in lowering the corporate tax rate and also small business taxes is going to help boost our economy and bring jobs and wages to the United States. So everything that's in this package, and we haven't seen the final details, and those are being worked out, is intended to boost this economy. I mean, we've been in an anemic recovery under Barack Obama, and President Trump is focusing on kickstarting growth. And this tax reform package is essential to doing that, along with deregulation and good trade deals.
And, you know, we're hearing this week, we've seen some reports that there may be another push to get health care back on the agenda in the Senate with this Graham Cassidy bill to block grant funding to the states. What are you hearing about that effort?
Yeah, Senator McConnell has said if they can whip enough votes to pass that 50-vote threshold that he'll bring it to the floor. Obviously, we know that healthcare is failing across the country. Insurers are pulling out of marketplaces. We're going to have a lot of individuals with no coverage options going into 2018. This is something that people are very concerned about. Plus, premiums are continuing to rise.
Yes.
So I'm a big fan of sending it to the states for a lot of reasons. I think demographics are different in the states. Uninsured is different in the states. It's part of the 10th Amendment. Let the states be laboratories of how to make things work, see which states are doing it more effectively, and then other states can copy. I do not think one size fits all works across this country when it comes to health care.
So, yeah, you've got, I mean, it would be important, by the way, to reform health care as a first major piece of legislation before you say pass an amnesty for anybody who fell under the DACA rules. That would be a good step, I think, for the Republican Party. I want to ask about Bob Menendez. You've got this trial going on in New Jersey, this corruption trial. And the RNC is behind a push right now to campaign for what exactly?
Well, we want Democrats to go on the record saying that if Bob Menendez is convicted of the many, many counts that he is accused of, that they will call on him to resign from the Senate. And we are already seeing Democrats wavering on that. And it wasn't so far back when Ted Stevens had that same situation, a Republican senator from Alaska, and Republicans and Democrats said, if you are convicted of a felony, you cannot serve in the United States Senate. We expect Democrats to come out and say that they will call on Bob Menendez to resign if he is indeed convicted of these felonies.
You know, I want to talk to you about also Feinstein with the Russia probe. She got on CNN State of the Union and says that this could go on for a year and a half, if not more. Joe DiGenova was just on with us earlier in the show, and he said this goes on and on like this because the Republicans don't have the spine to put an end to this ridiculous Russia investigation. We don't know anything that's going on. We don't know what signs of any crimes going on in this. Why do we continue to humor this investigation?
Yeah, I struggle with that. I think this needs to come to a speedy conclusion. It is concerning to me to have this lingering as a shadow over the White House. The American people deserve to know that Donald Trump, as he was a candidate, did not collude with the Russian government. We haven't seen any evidence that supports that. And, you know, we have in our Constitution this right to a speedy trial, but these investigations can go on and on and on. And it is unfortunate, and it's wrong for the American people to have to have this linger. So it should come to a speedy conclusion. I do think Republicans need to take the lead on this and get this done quickly and remove all doubt as to this president and the fact that he did not collude in any way with the Russian government in this election.
And the final quick question in our rapid fire series of questions for you, Ronda Romney McDaniel, about Michigan. Could you see Kid Rock running for Senate there?
You know, I was at his concert on Friday in Detroit, and he did give a big speech about running for Senate. I don't see him running for Senate. I would think that I'd be one of the people he'd reach out to. He hasn't done that. But I like that he's talking about it. He's very popular in Michigan. He's given back to the community. He's helped the city of Detroit tremendously. He's one of those people who grew up in Michigan, became successful in the state of Michigan. Unlike Madonna, we consider her our greatest export. She's now in Portugal. But, you know, I think it'd be fascinating. He'd be an interesting candidate. But I'm neutral as party chair. That's my job. I should be neutral.
Look at that. Politically walking the line. I mean, I can see your partiality to Michigan, though. That's acceptable. Ronna Romney McDaniel, the head of the RNC, thank you very much for stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me.
Look forward to having you back again soon.